Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. As we've been meandering through Uncle Will's contributions to the English language, we mostly find his coinage in singular instances, or sometimes popping up here and there throughout his works. But there is one phrase that is sprinkled, like salt, so liberally throughout his works that if his canon were a dish, fit for the gods or otherwise, it would not only be unpalatable, but would require a trip to the hospital to address your blood pressure. So fond of this phrase that Uncle Will included it in no less than 13 of his plays, multiple times. The phrase, flesh and blood. It was birthed, if you will, into Will's legal lending saga, The Merchant of Venice, but not initially in the way you may imagine. In Act 3, Scene 1, it does not actually refer to the infamous pound of flesh, but in reference to Shylock's feeling of familial betrayal. Following Jessica's secret elopement, Shylock accuses Salarino and Solanio of aiding in his rebellious daughter's flight and curses her rebelliousness.
How now, Shylock? What news among the merchants?
You knew? None so well as you of my daughter's flight.
That's certain. I, for my part, knew the tailor that made the wings she flew withal.
And Shylock, for his own part, knew the bird was fledge. And then it is the complexion of them all to leave the dam.
She is damned for it.
That's certain, if the devil may be her judge.
My own flesh and blood to rebel.
How to put it, old carrion rebels in these years.
I say my daughter is my flesh and my blood.
There is more difference between thy flesh and hers than between jet and ivory. More between your bloods than there is between red wine and Rhenish.
We would have to wait until Act 4 for the usage to take on the more literal sense.
Good cheer, Antonio. What man? Courage yet. The Jew shall have my flesh, blood, bones, and all, ere thou shalt lose for me one drop of blood.
I am a tainted wether of the flock, meetest for death.
It is argued that the phrase was in common spoken usage during the Elizabethan times, and more than likely, Uncle Will would have heard it in the streets and in the pubs of London and Stratford. He would then use the term next in his saga of the imprisoned King Richard II, next with his Love's Labour's Lost. He would use it to refer to the frailty of the human condition in Julius Caesar, the embodiment of paternal grief in Much Ado About Nothing, uttered from a fool to Count Orsino in Twelfth Night, used as a warning from a Danish ghost to his pouty son in Hamlet.
But this eternal blazon must not be to ears of flesh and blood. List, Hamlet. Oh, list.
He would then continue to include it in King Lear, Pericles, The Tempest, All's Well That Ends Well, and would make its final entry in A Winter's Tale. So, if it was in common usage, where did it come from? As we know, the average literacy rate during the time was estimated between 10 and 30%, so where would they have heard it? Well, one possibility would be on Sunday mornings. As we know from history class, under Queen Elizabeth I, the pendulum swung back toward Protestantism, and in efforts to quell sectarian violence, the crown was lenient toward practicing Catholics. However, she did institute laws that would fine people who did not attend church. So while avoiding economic penury, the flock would have heard Matthew 16:17, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." I will spare you my Middle English pronunciation of the original Anglo-Saxon gospel.
Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Today's clips were from the BBC Archangel recording of The Merchant of Venice and Lindsay Turner's 2015 production of Hamlet for the Royal National Theatre. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.